Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ron, let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our friend Jay Caulfield. Jay being brought to you by North Park Lounge Bamboo and Beach Bar in Cranberry Township. Great food, great times. Not great times for you at the moment, Jay. What's happening down there in Florida?
Yeah, guys, I mean, that pipeline is, everybody's panicking and gas stations are closing and you name it. So everybody's in a little bit of a panic mode. I think from here up to Virginia, I think. We'll see.
Wow.
That's what it's about. That's all that's going on, right? I don't think Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania is affected, but I think all the states south of that. Virginia through the Carolinas and Georgia and into Florida.
Jay, is there long lines? I mean, I go back to the 1970s when there were long lines.
Yeah, that's what it reminds. Well, there's some that are long lines, Ron, and then some are just shut down. They have no more fuel.
Wow. All right.
That's what's happening. I know. All right, boys. But we're good.
I'm glad that you could join us here. Let's start with who they drew in the first round, the Islanders. How do you expect this series to go? What kind of unique problems do the Islanders present to the Penguins, Jay?
You know, Joe, I think everybody, they know what they're going to get from the Islanders. It's pretty straightforward. They've had a hard time scoring goals of late. They made that deal at the deadline, and I believe we've talked about it every week. It's just never provided any spark that they've needed. They've had a tough time putting the puck in the net. But that being said, their goaltending, strong. The neutral zone, how they're going to play, they're very structured. We know they're well coached. I think the Penguins kind of just have to play their game and let Islanders figure out what they're doing. They're going to maybe drop into that 1-1-3 maybe. We'll look at how they handle the neutral zone. But I think for the Penguins, you just want to get the puck up quick. The Penguins want to play fast and let the Islanders worry about what the Penguins are doing, not the other way around. But I think it's going to be a structured team that I also believe, guys, inside their defensive zone for the Penguins, the Islanders' D are very good, you know, slinging the pass across. You know, the first one go D to D. They have no problem going back again to the opposite side D. And with a lot of teams, and the Penguins are one of them, the forwards collapse really low. And when they collapse low, they give all that offensive room on that weak side defensive position. So, and the Islanders want to create offense off of that. They go low to high, D to D and back, and then they get shots in the net and try and win battles. That's what you're going to expect. For the most part, though, as I said, they have struggled scoring goals. The Penguins are going to pose problems to them when they're 4 lines deep. It's going to make an issue. So it's going to come down to a goaltending situation. And as I said, if you probably pulled across the nation, all the hockey people, the goaltending in Islanders is strong. The goaltending for the Penguins is yet to be proven in the playoffs. So this is their opportunity. They've been one of the best pairs throughout the season or tandems, or however you want to look at it. And I think it's going to come down to who is ever stronger in the net. And I think, because I know what the Penguins are going to bring each and every night, the Islanders are going to do the same thing. If they can, they need to get a lead through the Islanders. If they're chasing the game, then the Penguins are right. They have them right where they want them. You don't want to be chasing the game against the Islanders.
Jay, is the key going to be patience and not losing, not getting frustrated? Because we've seen in the past sometimes things don't go the Penguins' way. They get a little frustrated. They panic a little bit. They press a little bit. And that's what the Islanders want you to do, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, as I was saying, Ron, I think if you go to what the Penguins are, four lines, you know, with if all being healthy, I would expect Tanev to be back with Bluger and Zach Gastonerice. They're very good together, so I would prefer to see them stay together. But obviously the coaching, they have a lot of decisions to make. I think the way Goudreau has performed on the third line, Ron, I think when you're four deep like that, the key is that if you can't, if you're getting beat down through the neutral zone, then get the puck behind them. Soft little chips to the half wall or hard around, wraparounds, and let the guy who's got speed get on the puck first. You want to play behind their D. I think the Penguins, for me, the game is going to be quick up to the forwards and then get through the neutral zone. If they have any problems at all, chip it deep and get on your forecheck. If you do get frustrated, to your point, Ron, yep, if you get frustrated, that's going to take you out of anything we're talking about. But I don't think they should be overly concerned about it. They've seen it. They played well against them all year. I know they were close games, but again, they still played well. And Anders Lee is somebody that's missed in that lineup, and not because I truly believe when you get in the power play situation, there were two big bodies, one after the other, that occupied the front of the net, and they were very good at it. So without him there, it's Brock Nelson. They have to come up with a different format, different lineups for that. But again, for me, I think if they play the game, their game, the speed game, and if you're getting bottled up in the neutral zone, get it deep, go to half wall, chips, whatever it is, but get your speedy forwards and get hard on the forecheck. That's what you need to do. Again, especially if you're starting to feel that frustration part in the neutral zone, to get it deep and get on the forecheck thing will help alleviate that and then make their D work.
So, Jay, the way I see this, Varlamov, I think you'd have to say, most people would say he's an advantage for them going into this series. But the Penguins have lit him up, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I said, when you look at it just with the Penguins and how they played against them, they've gotten the Varlamov. So I think it's still, when we say the only reason why the Penguins goaltenders won't get a nod is they're going to go. They don't have any playoff experience. But for me, those two goaltenders went through a grind all year long with people doubting it and what are you going to do. And I think the bounce back, I think as we talked before, the Smith, solid all year long. But Jari, time to find his game. And when he found his game, we said the 1 month, the tandem was the best in the league as far as save percentage. And I think they just showed they were very, very good. They're going to compete. They're going to battle. I expect them to be very good. I just do. And I think with the veteran players in that lineup, Carter being another one, when you added that center, depth through the middle, not many teams can compete with that, Joe. So I'll go back. Your point is well taken because they did get to him. But probably across the league, they might give the nod to them or Varlamov. And I think he was dinged up a little bit at the end of the year. And if he was, we don't know what we're going to see. But if he's back, they'll give him the nod. But I think the Penguins goaltenders are going to be just fine and get through their first playoff series and get that part off their back.
Jay, what did you see from Malkin these last four games? I know he got a little bit of a knee-on-knee hit in the last game. And they tell me, you know, I guess the team had a scrimmage today and at practice, and he wasn't a part of the scrimmage part of it. I guess he's going to be okay for the game. But what did you see from him the four games?
Yeah, you know, Ron, I think even our topics over the last couple of weeks has been how many games does he need to play? I have felt all along. I know how skilled he is, but those players, they have a feel game. They need that time differently than, as I said before, Tanev's going to hop in a lineup and he's going to look exactly the same just because of how he plays the game. Malkin was a guy that's got to start to feel it. He's got to start to see the things, the speed, and we know one of the best players ever to play, and he's going to be. I didn't think he was where he would want to be as far as, you know, where how before he got hurt. I felt that was going to be a 7-10 game thing, and I think he had four, now down to like three. I don't think that's enough for him to feel the way he would like to, but I think he's blessed to have the wingers that are now with him. I think Kapanen, to me, has been, no matter who he plays with, he's making somebody better, and he's still doing what he needs to do. So that'll alleviate the pressure from Malkin, just that he has to do everything himself. He won't have to. But I do think he wasn't where he needed to be. I felt it would be a 7 to 10 game stint before he really felt where he would be. You wouldn't expect to hear the in shape thing like they did in the beginning of the year. So that wouldn't be the case as far as your legs, but it's the timing. It's getting your wheels underneath you. It's the feel, as I said, the feel of the game. He's a field player, and that's what he needed. Time, game, and he's going to have to get back to it in the playoffs.
Jay Caulfield joining us to break down Penguins Islanders. Ron and I have a bunch of questions left for you, Jay. I want to ask you about Marcus Pettersson going into this series. What do you think Mark Friedman has a chance to play? Maybe take a look at some of the other series. And we will do that coming up next. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. And the time right now is 12:35, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Also, listen to Cook & Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Today's card was a Jeff Carter rookie card, so you can get online for your chance to win that. Lots more to talk about with Jay Caulfield next.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.